Well, hello. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz with What's Out There, ways to connect with art and culture while staying close to home for the weekend of August 28th, 2020. The lineup for the Port Townsend Virtual Film Festival is up now. You can watch trailers and teasers for about 75 films. And you can check out the events, which take you behind the scenes of the movies and into the director's hearts. Yes, it is going to be weird watching all of this at home this year. We do, however, have more flexibility when it comes to when we choose to watch our films during the festival, which runs for 10 days. The streaming starts on September 24th and runs through October 4th. One of the teasers I watched was for Fandango at the Wall. It's about the annual Fandango Fronterizo Festival, which happens in San Diego, California, and Tijuana, Mexico, on both sides of the border wall. The movie explores Son Jarocho music, a blend of Spanish and African sounds, and it reveals a Mexico that we don't ordinarily get to see. Then there's Picture of His Life, a documentary about an underwater photographer pursuing his desire to swim with and film a polar bear in the wild ocean. I will be exploring more of the Port Townsend Film Festival as it comes closer. Until then, we can peruse the program at ptfilmfest.com. As ever, the festival is plotting collaborations with local restaurants for its Dinner and a Movie program. The organizers will be putting out a list of the ones offering special suppers for PT Film Festival patrons. And speaking of the local dining scene, I splurged this week on dinner from the Silverwater Cafe in Port Townsend. After a long closure, it has reopened for lunch, dinner, and what they call backyard specials. I selected two small plates and one veggie burger for my two-person household, and oh, were we glad. The burger, with its sunflower seeds, brioche bun, delicately seasoned lentils, and pickles, was one of the best veggie patties I've had in my life. The lamb meatballs with flavorful arugula are another delight. And the torta rustica. Let's just take a moment to speak about it in detail. Basil pesto, roasted red peppers and potatoes, herbed cream cheese, artichoke pate, and provolone are all part of this in puff pastry. I was practically weeping with pleasure. And there is plenty more of that on the Silverwater's menu, which also has these backyard party boxes with special dinners, appetizers, and desserts for pickup on Friday or Saturday afternoon. The portal, silverwatercafe.com. And this Saturday, August 29th, is Independent Bookstore Day. The Writers' Workshop and Imprint Books in downtown Port Townsend is doing some prize giveaways and emphasizing that while the store is closed to browsing, owner Samantha Ladwig and crew will take orders for any book in the universe via email, phone, and the pickup window on Water Street. Also this Saturday afternoon at 3:00, a special reading of the new anthology Alone Together, Love, Grief, and Comfort in the Time of COVID-19 will happen online. This collection of writing includes offerings from Port Townsend's Anna Quinn, Washington Poet Laureate Claudia Castro Luna, Pam Houston, Major Jackson, and Luis Alberto Urrea, among others. To sign up for the streamed reading, visit indiebookstoreday.com. and scroll way down until you see the book cover of Alone Together. The anthology itself comes out this Tuesday, the 1st of September, and you can order it from your indie bookstore, knowing that the profits will support those independent booksellers. And that is the whole story for today's What's Out There. I am Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening to KPTZ.